This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Burr. Britain on Saturday removed Spain from its list of safe countries to travel to after the country measured a spike in new coronavirus cases. The decision means those visiting Spain will have to quarantine for 14 days following their return to the United Kingdom. Deputy Chief Medical Officer for Britain, Jonathan Van Tam, said the decision came after a tipping point with new data about the level of disease in Spain.
The tipping point is new data received about the level of disease in Spain, particularly on the mainland.
The decision means anyone returning to Britain from Spain, either from the mainland or from its adjoining islands, will be required to self-isolate. Hurricane Hanna rumbled toward the Texas Gulf Coast on Saturday, lashing the shoreline with wind gusts, rain, and storm surge, and even threatening to bring possible tornadoes to a part of the country trying to cope with a spike in coronavirus cases. In an AP interview, the National Hurricane Center's Stacy Stewart says that residents can expect high winds, heavy rains, and a storm surge.
It will produce strong gusty winds, a storm surge up to 5 feet in some areas, and especially lots of heavy rainfall across the central and southern Texas coast and even well inland.
Many parts of Texas have been dealing with a surge in coronavirus cases in recent weeks, but local officials said they were prepared for whatever the storm might bring. Broadcaster Regis Philbin, the genial host who shared his life with television viewers over morning coffee for decades, has died at 88. He hosted Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and was a fixture on morning television, winning millions of fans as well as honors as the top U.S. talk and game show host. This is VOA News. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro tweeted on Saturday that he has tested negative for the coronavirus. Saturday's negative diagnosis follows 4 tests taken by the Brazilian leader. Previous results had been positive. Bolsonaro first announced his diagnosis on July 7th after dismissing the severity of the COVID-19 pandemic, calling it a little flu, even as Brazil's outbreak became the worst in the world outside the United States. He played down the country's mounting death toll and said his good physical condition would prevent him from developing serious symptoms. He has also said he was taking the anti-malarial drug hydroxychloroquine, an unproven COVID-19 treatment that he and U.S. President Donald Trump have touted as a remedy for the coronavirus. Tens of thousands took to the streets of the Russian Far East city of Khabarovsk for the 3rd straight week on Saturday, protesting against the arrest of the region's governor, Sergei Virgal, on charges of involvement in multiple murders. Virgal was arrested earlier this month and flown to Moscow, where he was put in jail for 2 months. Russia's investigative committee says he is suspected of involvement in several murders of businessmen before his political career began. Virgal has denied the charges that date back to the period before he launched his political career when he was a businessman with interests ranging from imports of consumer goods to timber and metals. A member of the nationalist Liberal Democratic Party, Virgal was elected governor in 2018 and is widely popular in the region. The life of the late John Lewis, the Georgia congressman and civil rights icon, was celebrated Saturday in Alabama. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
You ever know that you were a hero?
The boy from Troy, as Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. called him, came home for the last time, and it was a fitting tribute at Troy University, where he'd wanted to go to school but was denied because he was black. He'd spend the rest of his life fighting to end racism. His young nephew was one of several who spoke.
My name is Jackson Lewis Brewster, and Congressman John Lewis was my uncle and my hero. And it's up to us to keep his legacy alive.
Lewis's body will cross the Edmund Pettus Bridge on Sunday, 55 years after the famous Civil Rights March. He will lie in state in Montgomery, then on Monday and Tuesday in the U.S. Capitol, before heading to Atlanta for his funeral Thursday at Ebenezer Baptist Church, where King preached. Lewis died last week at the age of 80. I'm Julie Walker.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne.